The poem simply began because I was teaching an evening class of housewives the art of creative writing. And I gave them an assignment to write an imagistic or perhaps a haiku-type poem when they got home, to look around the house and find two objects utterly different and disparate, and to see if they could link these objects in a tension which would create a poem. Well, the next day I was had sent the children to school after lunch and was sitting in the dining room listening to a CBC concert, and heard music that I hadn't heard before at all, a violin concerto it seemed to be. And in the window as I was listening, there was this red geranium. So I thought to myself, well, I've given my class an assignment. I wonder if I could do the same thing. And at the end of the concert, they announced it was Béla Bartók's violin concerto. So suddenly, these two elements, the music and the geranium, did seem to link in my mind, and immediately I wrote the poem, which I think I've never revised. I'll tell you afterwards what some of the professors have said about the meaning of the poem. She lifts her green umbrellas towards the pane, seeking her fill of sunlight or of rain. Whatever falls, she has no commentary, accepts, extends, blows out her furbelows, her bustling boughs. And all the while he whirls, explodes in space, never content with this small room. Not even can he be confined to sky, but must speed high from galaxy to galaxy, wrench from the stars their momentary calm, stir music on the moon. She's daylight, he is dark. She's heaven's held breath. He storms and crackles, spits with hell's own spark. Yet in this room, this moment now, these together breathe and be. She, essence of serenity. He, in a mad intensity, soars beyond sight, then hurls lost Lucifer from heaven's height. And when he's done, he's out. She leans a lip against the glass and preens herself in light.